VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Abdel Al-Jubeir says his country made a, quote, huge and grave mistake in the killing of dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in its consulate in Istanbul earlier this month.
Individuals who did this outside the scope of their authority. There obviously was a tremendous mistake made, and what compounded the mistake was the attempt to try to cover up. That is unacceptable in any government. These things unfortunately happen. We want to make sure that those who are responsible are punished.
The foreign minister spoke to Fox News, expressing his condolences to Khashoggi's family, but providing no new information on how the 59-year-old journalist was killed, or what happened to his body, or if Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the country's de facto ruler, was involved. On Sunday, Senator Bob Corker, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, told CNN he believes bin Salman was responsible. Voting continued for a second day Sunday in Afghanistan's first parliamentary elections since 2010. More than 3 million people voted Saturday. There was violence both days and technical problems, but also long lines at some polling stations. It may be weeks before a final result is announced. King Abdullah of Jordan says he has decided not to renew parts of a treaty with Israel. Two parts of the agreement allowed Israel to lease two small areas of land to farm on from Jordan for 25 years. The deadline for renewal is later this week. Sri Lanka's military says it will recall its commander leading a UN peacekeeping contingent in Mali after the UN asked him to be repatriated because of his poor human rights record. Spokesman said the army will comply with the request. This is VOA News.